It would not be justifiable on my part if I do not worship him who has created me, and to whom you shall be brought back. Should I take other gods besides him? If the compassionate should intend to harm me, their intercession will avail me nothing, nor will they be able to save me. If I do so, I would indeed be in manifest error. Surely I believe in your Rabb, so listen to me. Consequently, they killed that man, and it was said to him, "Enter paradise." He exclaimed, "Would that my people knew that what I know. How my Rabb has granted me forgiveness and included me among the honored ones." After that, we did not send any army against his people from heaven, nor was it necessary to do so. It was nothing but a single blast, and they all became extinct. Alas, my bondsmen, whenever there came to them a Rasul, they mocked at him. Do they not see how many generations we have destroyed before them who will never return to them, while each one of them will be brought before us on the day of judgment? The dead land may serve as a sign for them. We give it life and produce from it grain for them, which they eat. We also produce from it gardens with date palms and vines, and we cause springs to gush forth from it, so that they may enjoy the fruits thereof. It was not their hands that made all this. Should they not then give thanks? Glory be to Allah, who created all things in pairs, the plants of the earth, mankind themselves, and other living things which they do not know. Another sign for them is the night, when we withdraw the daylight from it, and behold, they are in darkness. The sun runs its course. This course is predetermined for it by the Almighty, the All-Knowing. As for the moon, we have designed phases for it, till it again becomes like an old dry palm branch. Neither it is possible for the sun to overtake the moon, nor for the night to outstrip the day. Each floats along in its own orbit. Another sign for them is how we carried their race through the flood in the laden ark, and similar vessels we have made for them on which they ride. If we want, we can drown them, and they will have no helper to save them, nor can they be rescued, except through our mercy, and unless we prolong their lives for a while. When it is said to them, "Have fear of that which is before you and that which is behind you, so that you may receive mercy," they pay no heed. Whenever any sign from the revelations of their Rabb comes to them, they turn away from it. Whenever they are asked, "Spend out of what Allah has given you," the disbelievers say to the believers, "Should we feed those whom Allah can feed himself if he so chooses?" You are quite obviously in error. Further, they say, "When will the promise of resurrection come to pass if what you say is true?" In fact, what they are waiting for is a single blast which will seize them while they are yet disputing among themselves in their worldly affairs. Then neither will they be able to make a will, nor be able to return to their families. Then a trumpet shall be blown, and behold, they will rise up from their graves and hasten to their Rabb. They will say, "Oh, woe to us! Who has raised us up from our graves?" They will be told, "This is what the compassionate had promised, and true was the word of the Rasuls." It will be no more than a single blast, and then they will all be gathered before us. On that day, no soul will suffer the least injustice, and you shall be rewarded according to your deeds. Surely on that day, the residents of paradise will be busy with their joy. They and their spouses will be in shady groves, reclining on soft couches. They will have all kinds of fruit, and they will get whatever they call for. They will be greeted with the word salam, from the Lord of mercy. While to the sinners he will say, Get aside today, you criminals. Did I not enjoin you, O children of Adam, not to worship Shaitan, who is your open enemy, and that you should worship me, which is the right way? Yet in spite of this, he has led a great number of you astray. Didn't you have common sense? This is the hell of which you were repeatedly warned. Now, enter in it this day, because you persistently rejected the truth. On that day, we shall seal their mouths, while their hands will speak to us, and their feet will bear witness to all their misdeeds. Had it been our will, we could surely have blotted out their eyes and let them run about groping for the way. Then how could they see? And had it been our will, we could have nailed them to the ground. Then neither could they move forward nor retrace their steps. Those to whom we grant long life, we reverse their nature. Don't they understand anything from this? We have not taught him poetry, nor does it behoove him. This is nothing but a reminder and a plain Koran to warn those who are alive and to establish the charge against the disbelievers. Do they not see that among the other things which our hands have fashioned, we have created cattle which are under their domination? We have subjected these animals to them, that they may ride on some and eat the flesh of others. In them there are other advantages and drinks for them. Should they not then be grateful? Yet they have taken other gods besides Allah, hoping to get their help. But they do not have the ability to help them, yet their worshippers stand like warriors ready to defend them. Let not their words grieve you. Surely we have knowledge of all that they conceal and all that they reveal. Does not man see that we created him from a sperm, yet he stands up as an open adversary? He starts making comparisons for us and forgets his own creation. He says, Who will give life to bones that have been decomposed? Tell them, He who has created them for the first time will give them life again. He is well versed in every kind of creation. It is he who produces for you the spark from the green tree to kindle therewith your own fires. Does he who has created the heavens and the earth have no power to create the like thereof? Of course he does. He is the skillful creator. Whenever he intends a thing, he needs only to say, Be, and it is. Glory be to him in whose hands is the kingdom of all things, and to whom you shall all be brought back. Surat As-Saffat. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. I swear by those who range themselves in ranks, and by those who cast out demons, and by those who proclaim the message of Allah, that surely your God is one. The Rabb of the heavens and the earth, and all that lies between them, and the Rabb of the East. We have indeed decked the worldly heaven with beautiful stars, and have secured it against all obstinate rebellious shaitans. They cannot even hear the words of the exalted assembly of angels, and they are darted at from every side if they try to get closer. They are repulsed and are under a constant chastisement. Eavesdroppers are persuaded by a flaming fire of piercing brightness. Ask them, what is more difficult, their creation or the rest of our creation? Them we have created out of sticky clay. You marvel at the wonders of Allah's creation while they ridicule at it. When they are admonished, they pay no heed, and when they see a sign, they mock at it and say, This is nothing but plain sorcery. What? When we are dead and have become dust and bones, shall we be raised to life again, we and also our forefathers of the ancient time? Tell them, yes, and you shall be held up to shame. It will be just a single cry, and they will see it all with their own eyes. Ah, woe to us, they shall exclaim. This is the day of judgment. It will be said, yes, this is the same day of judgment which you used to deny. It will be commanded, gather all the wrongdoers, their spouses, and those whom they used to worship besides Allah, and show them the way to hell. When they will all be gathered, and angels will start pushing them towards hell, Allah shall say, stop for a while, they have to be questioned. What is the matter with you today that you do not help each other? Nay, on that day, they shall all be submissive. Some of them will step forward to question one another. The followers will say to their leaders, it was you who used to come at us from the right hand and forced us towards the wrong way. They will reply, nay, but it was you who had no faith. We had no power over you. The fact is that you were an inordinate people. True is the verdict which our Rabb has passed upon us. We shall indeed taste the punishment of our sins. We misled you, for we ourselves were astray. So on that day, they shall all be partners in the punishment. Thus shall we deal with the criminals. For when they were told, there is no God except Allah, they used to puff themselves up with pride and say, what, should we give up our gods for the sake of a mad poet? Whereas he had come with the truth and confirmed the message of prior rasuls. Then it will be said, you are surely going to taste the painful punishment, and this reward is nothing except what you had done. But the sincere devotees of Allah shall have familiar sustenance, fruits, and shall be honored in the gardens of delight. Reclining face to face upon soft couches, they shall be served with goblets filled at a fountain of wine, a crystal white drink, delicious to those who drink it. It will neither dull their senses, nor they will become drunk. And beside them there will be bashful, dark, big, beautiful-eyed virgins, as if they were delicate eggs, closely guarded. Some of them will be asking questions to others. One of them will say, I had a friend who used to ask, are you really of those who affirm? When we are dead and turned to dust and bones, shall we ever be brought to judgment? It will be said, would you like to see him? He will look down and see his friend in the midst of hellfire. Then he will say, by Allah, you had almost ruined me. Had it not been for the grace of my Rabb, I should certainly have been among those who are brought there. Is it not so that we shall not die after our first death, and that we shall not be chastised? Most surely it is a mighty achievement for such an end that everyone strive who wishes to strive. Is this a better entertainment or the tree of Zakum? Surely we have made this tree a trial for the wrongdoers. Surely it is a tree that grows in the bottom of the hell fire, bearing fruits as if they were heads of shaitans. On it they shall feed, and with it they shall fill their bellies. Then on top of that, they will be given a concoction made from boiling water. Then to hell fire they shall be returned. In fact, they found their fathers on the wrong path, and they are eagerly following their footsteps. Most of the ancients went astray before them, though we had sent warners to them. See what was the end of those who had been forewarned. They all perished, except the sincere devotees of Allah. Nuh prayed to us. See how excellent was our response to his prayer. We delivered him and his people from the mighty distress, and made his progeny to be the only survivors, and we left his good name among the later generations. Salutation to Nuh among the people of the worlds. Thus do we reward the righteous. Surely he was one of our believing devotees. Then the rest we drowned in the great flood. Surely Ibrahim belonged to the first group. When he came to his Rabb with pure heart, behold, he said to his father and to his people, what are these that you worship? Would you serve false gods instead of Allah? What is your idea about the Rabb of the worlds? Then he looked at the stars one time and said, I am feeling sick. So his people left him behind and went away to their national fair. He sneaked into the temple of their gods and addressed them, "Why don't you eat from these offerings before you? What is the matter with you that you don't even speak?" Then he fell upon them, smiting them with his right hand. The people came running to the scene. "Would you worship that which you have carved with your own hands?" he said, "when Allah is the one who created you and that which you have made." They said to one another, "Prepare for him a furnace and throw him into the blazing flames." Thus did they scheme against him, but we humiliated them in their scheme. Ibrahim said, "I am going to take refuge with my Rabb. He will surely guide me. O Rabb, grant me a righteous son." So we gave him good news of a gentle son. When he reached the age to work with him, Ibrahim said to him, "O my son, I have seen a vision that I should offer you as a sacrifice. Now tell me, what is your view?" He replied, "O my father, do as you are commanded. You will find me, if Allah so wills, of the patient." And when they both submitted to Allah, and Ibrahim laid down his son prostrate upon his forehead for sacrifice, we called out to him, "O Ibrahim, stop. You have fulfilled your vision. Thus do we reward the righteous." That was indeed a manifest test. We ransomed his son for a great sacrifice, and we left his good name among the later generations. Salutation to Ibrahim. Thus we reward the righteous. Surely he was one of our believing devotees. We gave him the good news of Ishaq, a prophet, one of the righteous. We blessed him and Ishaq both. Among their progeny, there are some who are righteous and some who are clearly wrongdoing to their own souls. We bestowed our favor on Musa and Harun. We delivered them with all their people from the mighty distress. We helped them so they became victorious. We gave them the glorious book and guided them both to the right way. We left their good names among the later generations. Salutation to Musa and Harun. Thus do we reward the righteous. Surely they were two of our believing devotees. Ilyas was surely one of our rasuls. Behold, he said to his people, "Have you no fear of Allah? Would you invoke Baal and forsake the best of the creators, Allah who is your Rabb and the Rabb of your forefathers?" But they denied him, so they will certainly be called to account. With the exception of sincere devotees of Allah, we left his good name among the later generations. Salutation to Ilyas. Thus do we reward the righteous. He was surely one of our believing devotees. Lut was one of our rasuls. Behold, we delivered him and his whole family, except an old woman who was among those who remained behind, and we destroyed the others. Surely you pass by their ruins by day and by night. Will you not use your common sense? Yunus was surely one of our rasuls. When he ran to the laden ship, took part in casting of lots, and was condemned, a whale swallowed him, for he had become blameworthy. Had he not repented and become of those who glorify Allah, he would certainly have remained inside the belly of whale till the day of resurrection. Then we cast him upon a desolate shore in a state of serious illness, and caused a gourd plant to grow over him. Then we sent him to a nation of 100,000 people or more. They believed in him, so we permitted them to enjoy their life for a while. Just ask the unbelievers, does it make any sense that their Rabb should have daughters while they choose to have sons? Or is it that we created the angels as females and they were present at their creation? Surely they invent a lie when they say, Allah has children. They are utter liars. Would he choose daughters rather than sons? What is the matter with you? How do you judge? Will you not take heed? Or do you have any proof of what you are saying? Show us the scriptures if you are truthful. They assert blood relationship between him and the jinns, and the jinns know quite well that they will be called to account. Glory be to Allah. He is free from what they ascribe to him, except his sincere devotees who do not attribute such things to him. Therefore, neither you nor those whom you worship can deceive anyone about Allah except him who is destined for hell. The angels in fact say, "We each have our appointed place. We range ourselves in ranks for his service, and we are surely those who declare his glory." Before this, the same disbelievers used to say, "If we had received a reminder which the earlier people had received, we certainly would have been sincere devotees of Allah. But now that the Quran has come, they reject it, but soon they will find out the consequences of this attitude. We have already promised our servants whom we sent as Rasuls that they would certainly be helped, and that our forces will surely be victorious. So give no heed to them for a while. You will see their downfall as they shall see your victory. Do they wish to hurry on our punishment? But dreadful will be that morning when it will descend in the courtyards of those who have been forewarned. So pay no heed to them for a while. You will surely see their downfall as they shall see your victory. Glory be to your Rabb, the Lord of honor. He is free from what they ascribe to him. Peace be on the Rasuls, and praise be to Allah, the Rabb of the worlds." Surat Sa'd. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Sa'd. By the Quran, which is full of admonition, surely the unbelievers are in sheer arrogance and perverseness. How many generations have we destroyed before them? When their doom approached, they all cried out for mercy, but it was no longer the time to be saved. They wonder that a warner has come to them from among themselves, and the disbelievers say, "He is a sorcerer, telling lies. Does he claim that there is only one God in place of all other gods? Surely this is a strange thing." Their leaders go about saying, "Pay no heed. Stand firm in the service of your gods. This slogan of one God is designed against you. We have not heard such a thing from any one of the people of latter days. It is nothing but a fabrication. Is he the only fit person among us to whom the admonition is revealed? But in fact, they doubt my admonition, for they have not yet tasted my punishment. Do they have the treasures of the mercy of your Rabb, the Almighty, the Munificent One? Or do they have sovereignty over the heavens and the earth and all that lies between them? If so, let them ascend by any means to be in a position of dictating to Allah according to their wishes. Their faction is no more than an army who will be beaten right here. Before them the people of Nur, Ad, and Fir'aun, the man of stakes, denied their Rasuls. So did Thamud, the people of Lut, and those of Aika. All divided themselves into factions. All charged their Rasuls liars. So just was my torment of annihilating them. These people also await nothing but a single mighty blast, the one which none may retard. They say, "Our Rabb, hasten our doom for us before the day of reckoning. O Prophet, have patience at what they say, and remember our servant Dawood, the man of strength, who was frequent in turning to Allah for guidance. We made the mountains join him in our praises at evening and at sunrise, and the birds too, with all their flocks, join in singing with him. We strengthened his kingdom and gave him wisdom and sound judgment in speech and decision. Have you heard the story of the two litigants who made an entry into his private chamber through climbing over the wall? When they entered in upon Dawood, he became terrified. They said, 'Have no fear, we are two litigants, one of whom has wronged the other. Judge rightly between us, and do not be unjust, and guide us to the right way.' 'This man is my brother. He has 99 ewes, while I have only one ewe. Yet he says, "Turn her over to me, and he has the means to prevail against me in what he says. Daoud said, He has certainly wronged you in seeking to add your ewe to his flock. In fact, many partners are unjust to one another, except those who believe and do good deeds, and they are few indeed. While he said this, Daoud realized that we had tested him. So he sought forgiveness of his Rabb and fell down on his knees and turned to Allah in repentance. So we forgave his error. He will enjoy a place of nearness with us and an excellent abode. We said, O Daoud, we have made you a vicegerent in the earth. So rule among the people with justice and do not follow your own desires, lest they mislead you from the way of Allah. As for those who go astray from the way of Allah, they shall surely have a severe punishment because of forgetting the day of reckoning. We have not created the heaven and the earth and all that lies between them in vain. That is the fancy of the unbelievers. Such disbelievers should be aware of the hell fire. Should we treat those who believe and do good deeds like those who create mischief in the earth? Should we treat the righteous like the sinners? This book which we have sent down to you is highly blessed, so that they may ponder upon its verses, and the men of understanding may learn a lesson from it. To Daoud we gave Suleiman, an excellent devotee, who was frequent in returning to us. Worthy of mention is the incident when one evening excellent bred steeds to be used in jihad were presented before him. And he said, Surely I have adopted the love of these good things with a view to glorify my Rabb. In testing race of the steeds, when they disappeared from sight, he commanded, Bring them back to me. Then he began to pass his hand over their legs and necks with affection. Behold, we also put Suleiman to the test and placed a mere body on his throne. Then he turned to us in repentance and said, O Rabb, forgive me and grant me a kingdom similar of which may not be given to anyone after me. Surely you are the real giver. We accepted his prayer and subjected to him the wind, which blew gently in whatever direction he wanted, and the shaitans, including all kinds of builders, divers, and others fettered in chains. We said to him, This is our gift. You may give or withhold to whomever you want, without any accountability. Surely he has a place of nearness to us, and will have an excellent place of final abode. Mention our devotee Ayub, when he called upon his Rabb, saying, Shaitan has afflicted me with distress and suffering, and we asked him, Strike your foot on the ground, a cool spring will gush forth, wash and drink to refresh yourself. And we restored to him his family and many more with them as a grace from ourselves and a reminder for the people of understanding. Then to fulfill his oath of giving his wife 100 strikes, which he made during his sickness, we said, Take a bunch of twigs and strike with it, and do not break your oath. Certainly we found him full of patience. He was an excellent devotee, who turned to us over and over again. And mention our devotees Ibrahim, Isaac, and Yaqub, men of power and vision. Surely we chose them for their special quality of keeping in mind the abode of the hereafter. Certainly they are with us, among the best chosen. Also mention Ismail, Eliasa, and Zulkifl. All of them were among the best. This Quran is but a reminder. Surely the righteous shall return to an excellent resort. The gardens of Eden, whose gates shall be wide open to receive them. They shall recline therein, calling for abundant fruit and delicious drinks. And beside them, there shall be bashful virgin companions of equal age. These are the things which you are being promised on the day of reckoning. This will be our provision, which will never finish. Such will be the reward for the righteous. But for the rebellious, there will be an evil resort, hell, that is, in which they will burn, the worst abode. Such will be the reward for the wrongdoers. so they will taste scalding water, festering blood, and other things of the same sort. It will be said to the ringleaders, here are your troops being thrown headlong with you. They are not welcome here, for they are going to burn in the hell fire. The followers shall say to their misguided leaders, but you, there is no welcome for you either. It was you who have brought us to this end, such an evil abode. Then they will pray, our Rabb, inflict on those who brought this fate upon us double punishment in the fire. Then they will say to one another, but why do we not see those whom we deemed wicked and whom we used to ridicule? Or has our eyesight failed to notice them? Surely, this is the very truth. The people in hellfire will argue just like that. O prophet, tell them, my mission is only as a warner. There is no divinity except Allah, the One, the Irresistible, the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, and all that lies between them, the Almighty, the Forgiver. This is a supreme message, yet you pay no heed to it. Also say, I have no knowledge of that time when the exalted chiefs disputed among themselves. I am informed about all this through a revelation, because I am assigned the mission of a plain warner. Behold, when your Rabb said to the angels, I am about to create a man from clay, then when I have fashioned him and breathed of my spirit into him, kneel down and prostrate yourselves before him. Accordingly, all the angels prostrated themselves, except Iblis. He acted arrogantly and became one of the disbelievers. Allah said, O Iblis, what prevented you from prostrating yourself to the one whom I have created with my own hands? Are you too arrogant, or do you think that you are one of the exalted ones? Iblis said, I am better than him. You created me from fire and created him from clay. Allah said, get out of here, for you are accursed. And my curse shall be on you till the day of judgment. Iblis said, O Rabb, then give me respite till the day of resurrection. Allah said, well, you are given respite till the day of appointed time. Iblis said, I swear by your honor, I will mislead them all, except your chosen sincere devotees among them. Allah said, fair enough. And now what I am going to say is also fair, that I will fill hell with you and all those who follow you among them. O prophet, tell them, I do not ask you any recompense for conveying this message, nor do I pretend to be what I am not. This Quran is nothing but a reminder to all the worlds, and before long you will certainly know its truth. Surat Az-Zumar, in the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. The revelation of this book is from Allah, the Almighty, the Wise. Certainly we have revealed to you the book with the truth. Therefore worship Allah, offering him your sincere obedience. Beware, sincere true obedience is due to Allah alone. As for those who take other guardians besides him and justify their conduct, saying, we worship them only that they may bring us nearer to Allah, surely Allah will judge between them concerning all that in which they differ. Allah does not guide him who is a liar and a disbeliever. If Allah had intended to take a son, he could have chosen anyone he pleased out of his creation. Glory be to him, he is Allah, the One, the Irresistible. He created the heavens and the earth to manifest the truth. He causes the night to succeed the day, and the day to overtake the night. He has subjected the sun and the moon to his law, each one following a course for an appointed term. Is he not the Almighty, the All-Forgiving? He has created you all from a single person. Then from that person he created his mate. He also created for you 8 head of cattle in pairs. He creates you in the wombs of your mothers in stages, one after another, in three layers of darkness. This is Allah, your Rabb. To him belongs the sovereignty. There is no God but him. How can you then turn away from him? If you disbelieve, then you should know that Allah does not need you. He does not like ingratitude from his servants. Therefore, if you are grateful, he is pleased with you. On the day of judgment, no bearer of burdens will bear the burden of another. Ultimately, all of you have to return to your Rabb. Then he will tell you the truth of all that you did in this life. Surely he knows even the secrets of your hearts. When some trouble befalls man, he cries to his Rabb and turns to him in repentance. But no sooner does he bestow on him his favor than he forgets what he has prayed for and sets up rivals to Allah, thus misleading others from his way. Tell such people, enjoy your unbelief for a little while. Certainly you will be of the inmates of hellfire. Can he who is obedient pass the hours of night prostrating in worship or standing in adoration, fearing the hereafter and hoping to earn the mercy of his Rabb, be compared to the man who does not? Are the knowledgeable and the ignorant equal? In fact, none will take heed except the people of understanding. Say, O my servants who have truly believed, fear your Rabb. Those who will do good deeds in this world shall receive a good reward. If it has become difficult to follow the right way where you live, then migrate. You will find that Allah's earth is spacious. Those who endure with patience will be rewarded without measure. Say, I am commanded to worship Allah and serve none but Him. And I am commanded to be the first of those who submit to Allah in Islam. Say, surely I am afraid if I disobey my Rabb, the punishment of a mighty day. Say, Allah alone I worship, and Him alone I serve. As for yourselves, I have conveyed to you the truth, and if you do not believe, then worship what you want besides Him. Say, the real losers are those who will lose their souls as well as their families on the day of resurrection. Ah, that will indeed be an open loss. There shall be layers of fire above them and layers of fire beneath them. Such is the doom about which Allah wants His servants to fear and say, O my servants, avoid my wrath. As for those who refrain from worshipping Taghut and turn to Allah in repentance, there is good news. So, O Prophet, give good news to my servants who listen to the word and follow the best meaning of it. Such are the ones whom Allah has guided, and such are the ones who are endowed with understanding. Is the one against whom the sentence of punishment has been decreed equal to the one who refrains from evil? Can you rescue the one who is in the fire? Of course not. As for those who truly fear their Rabb, they shall be lodged in lofty mansions, built with one story upon another, beneath which rivers flow. This is the promise of Allah. Allah does not fail in His promise. Do you not see how Allah sends down water from the sky, which penetrates the earth and comes out through springs? With it He brings forth a variety of crops with different colors. Then they wither, and you see them turning yellow, and then finally He crumbles them to dust. Surely in this example there is a lesson for people of understanding. Is the one whose heart Allah has opened to Islam and is walking in the light from his Rabb like the one who has learned no lesson and is still a non-Muslim? So woe to those whose hearts are hardened against the remembrance of Allah. They are clearly in error. Allah has revealed the most beautiful message, a book consistent in its verses, yet repeating its teachings in different ways. Those who fear their Rabb are filled with awe when they hear it. Their skins and their hearts become pliant to the remembrance of Allah. Such is the guidance of Allah. He guides with it whom He pleases, but he to whom He confounds shall have none to guide him. Is the one who shall face the terrors of the day of resurrection be like the one who shall enter paradise? To such wrongdoers it will be said, Now taste the fruits of your labor. Those who have gone before also disbelieved. Consequently, the punishment overtook them from the directions they least expected. So Allah made them taste humiliation in this life, and the punishment in the life to come shall be even more terrible, if they but knew it. We have cited for mankind every kind of parable in this Quran, so that they may learn a lesson. This Quran is revealed in Arabic, which is free from any flaw, so that they may learn to be righteous. Allah cites you a parable. There is a slave man who is shared by many masters, each pulling this man to himself, and there is another slave man who belongs entirely to one master. Are the two alike in comparison? Praise be to Allah, but most of them do not know. O Prophet, you shall die, and they too shall die. Then on the day of resurrection, your disputes will be settled in the presence of your Rabb.